A counterpart to Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday is held on the Saturday after Thanksgiving during one of the busiest shopping weekends of the year. The idea was originally conceived by American Express to encourage holiday shoppers to support brick-and-mortar businesses that are small, local, and a connected part of every community. Tony Pence, executive director of Downtown Moorhead, says it's important to support local businesses to keep the money close to home.
I think the numbers are about 65 to 70% of those dollars stay in the community, whereas if we're doing business with box stores, obviously much of that money gets out of the local hands.
Small businesses rely on local shoppers and must deal with the same problems that affect larger stores. The Scrub Shack has been in business for 4 years. They offer uniforms to healthcare professionals. Robin Kraft is the owner, who says government program cuts have made a strong impact on her business.
All of the vouchers working out, you know, when the government tries to help them get a job and give them clothes and stuff, you know, to get on their feet, all that was cut out. So I lost thousands of dollars for that. So it hurts, and it kills my business. Even though I have other things to sell, you know, that's the bulk of my business is uniforms.
And that's a situation many small businesses face. Offering a specific product or service, relying on customers to visit several smaller shops instead of hitting the mall or large department store. Pine Grove Framing and Gallery has been in business for 33 years, offering custom framing and local artwork. Manager Morgan Mullen says their approach is to work together with other small businesses.
In the last couple of years, we have seen some ups and downs, I think, across the board because, of course, our services are a luxury service. And so that means that with the economy being the way that it is, there are some people who have, you know, the same amount of money or the same amount of freedom to indulge in that. And there are other people who have a little bit less. What we have seen is that a lot of the people that we would normally expect to come in during this holiday season have actually come in and created higher traffic during the end of the summer, beginning of the fall season, because they're trying to do it early in advance to make sure that their budget during this time can fit around what it is that we do.
And in many ways, small businesses are the glue which holds a community together. Grant Alden is one of the owners of Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, operating in downtown Moorhead for nearly 20 years. Because of the type of business they run, his store is a gathering place for the community, and holiday sales play an important role to their overall success.
We're totally dependent on the local economy. We do have a website. We occasionally sell something off of it. That's not what we're here to do. We are here to be a place that people come and socialize and browse and enjoy books and coffee. For the bookstore, like every other retail business, Christmas buying season is generally where we make or break our profit for the year. There's no getting around that. The economy always makes a difference. The changes in the book industry always have made a difference for us. The presence or absence of a really powerful national bestseller makes a difference for us.
Like many businesses, large or small, they rely on the holidays between Thanksgiving and Christmas to carry them through the slower months of the year. Alden says shoppers need to buy local so smaller businesses can remain viable and active in the community.
If local businesses are important, you have to agree to spend money with them. If they don't buy anything from us, we can't stay open, and that's true for every small business in this region. We are well aware that you have other options. If small local business is important to you, it needs to be where you spend your money. That's the vote that really matters in terms of our local economy.
There are many advantages to shop local: smaller crowds, personalized service, and money that stays in the community, providing jobs, opportunities, charitable giving, and overall shaping the character of the community. Small Business Saturday is this Saturday, November 30th, a reminder to shop local to support small, locally owned businesses in your community. Reporting for Moorhead State Public Radio, I'm Paul Hitchcock.